I got off the air at this 50,000-watt clear channel radio station, of which there are only 28 in the United States of America. That's right, there are only 28 clear channel radio stations. And it's on Market Street, 2400 Market Street. It's on Market Street. I go to the curb, and I'm looking for my car. Now, there are a couple problems with the car. Number one, it's not my car. It's my daughter's car. She's 18. The car is her social life. That car is her social life. And then to compound it, in the trunk of her car is most of the things that were in her dorm room. When I'm done, I'm going to drive it home with most of her things. Therefore, this car has a great iconic power within my family. The car isn't there. Market Street, the car isn't there. I had fed that meter all day, the day before, and frankly, parking the car on the street in Philadelphia is a bargain compared to most other cities. Even cities you wouldn't expect are very expensive, like Cleveland, much more expensive to park on the street than in Philadelphia. There was no car. I'm looking up and down Market Street. There's no car. Two thoughts. One, it is a red Kia. Those are highly desirable among the wrong kind of people. The wrong kind of people love red Kias, likely to be stolen. But I'm like, why was my car not there? The other option, obviously, was that it was towed. But I knew there was money in that meter. I knew there was money on that car. There is no reason for them, and you know who they are, to have stolen the car. Absolutely no reason. But it's midnight. 12:15, and now I have a major problem. I'm in the suburbs. I'm 25 minutes out. There's no public transportation. It's midnight, and I'm not going to spend money for a freaking Uber that would be at least $60. Thank God for Frank Canal and Jim Kelly. For some reason, these guys wanted to avoid their wives, and they were working late. Frank Canal should have been home at 5 p.m., but he's the head of production at the station. Whenever you hear the production voice, that's Frank Canal, and he's a super good guy. And he does something that no other production director in American radio does. He'll call me regularly and say, you need anything? You need anything? They never say that. They always say, I'm very busy. It's summer. Frank was still at the radio station. Jim Kelly was still at the radio station, and I told him of my plight. And Frank's got a problem because he doesn't live anywhere near where I live. But son of a gun, it's midnight and he drives me home. Frank drives me home. And that was good. And I'm way tired. It was one of those days where I hadn't had enough sleep before. I was way tired anyway. Now I'm home. I start to go to sleep and then the billboard of hell appears before my brain. And the billboard from hell says, tomorrow morning, how are you going to get to work? Tomorrow morning, what the hell are you going to do to get the car that may or may not be in tow? Because I couldn't even check on the app if it was there. It was closed. There was no way to put in the license plate and find out. What happened next is the sort of thing that Ernest Angley talks about, that Robert Schuller talks about. I woke up this morning and I realized from 25 miles from Center City that I did not have a car. My car had disappeared. I put it into the app. Son of a gun, it had been towed. Sure enough, it had been towed. And it was towed to East Oregon Avenue in that special part of Penn's Landing that you avoid at night. And that's where it had been towed. And I called them up and I say, how much is this? And it was $275. Okay, that would pretty much eliminate food for the next week. And I thought, who would be willing to drive me from 25 miles out to East Oregon Avenue to get my car out of tow? I had to cancel my lunch with Greg Stocker, who surprisingly said nice things about the show. And there wasn't a second or third name. There was a first name. And the first name I thought of was Neil Paul. Neil Paul is a retired banking executive. Now he has an interesting life. He didn't have an interesting life when he was a banking executive because They're either corrupt or boring. He was never corrupt, easily boring. But I call Neil and I asked for help. That's a hard thing for an American man to do, to ask for help. I called him up. I asked for help. I said, Neil, I need to get from very far away from your home to where I'm staying, where I live, to East Oregon Avenue to get my car out of tow. And what did you say, Neil?
I said, give me a minute. I just woke up. Let me take a shower and I should be on my way. Would you like a cup of coffee? I'm stopping at Dunkin' Donuts. How do you like your coffee?
That's what Neil said. Now, Neil and I only know each other through this show. And Neil and his beautiful bride, Judy, actually got engaged on Sterling on Sunday, the Sunday night show from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Now, as you're showering and getting ready to come and pick me up to take me to the city tow, what were your thoughts?
Well, honestly, you ditched me yesterday for Chinese food, so I figured this will be a better chance for us to have a longer conversation.
Tell me about the thinking to get us to lunch.
Well, I was thinking geographically, going from north to south, how much time it was going to take, and what would be the appropriate local cuisine to introduce you to in the Philadelphia area.
I know the Philadelphia area, and I know the cuisine in the Philadelphia area. You wanted to introduce me to one of your favorite restaurants. Which one was that?
This was Ben and Irv's Deli on County Line Road in Huntington Valley.
And what did you order?
Well, what else does a Midnight Misfit order but corned beef?
How was the sandwich?
Actually, I've had better. It was a little, it needs dry. A little more fat.
It needs it was a ribbon a little of fat. I could tell that it was a little dry. I ordered an omelet because I find that in Jewish delis, the omelets are surprisingly good. Now we're done eating. Now what do we have to do?
We have to retrieve the car.
How long a trip was that?
Oh, probably a good half hour down 95.
Once we get there, I go into the scary trailers to pay for the tow, to pay for the ticket, to prove I have insurance, to prove I have registration. It was $270. How long did that take, Neil Paul?
Probably the better part of a half hour, 45 minutes.
I'd say it was easily 45 minutes, and there was a constant threat of rain. Plus, you were surrounded by gangs, as best I could tell. There were gang members surrounding your car and wanting to lift it or at least shake it while I was inside, but I don't mean to speculate. Well, now I get all the paperwork done and I come out. Neil Paul, after picking me up, driving me 30 miles to the impound, waiting for me at least 45 minutes, now I'm pulling out, and rather than doing what most any sane person would do, he's like a pilot dolphin, and he says, I will lead you to WPHT. I will drive ahead of you. What were the options you gave me? What'd you say? Which way we could go?
Did you want to go up 95 or do you want to take Broad Street? So and we went through Broad Street.
You decided to take me through Broad Street.
I thought Broad Street would be more
colorful,
more genuine, and you get the better feel of Philadelphia coming over Oregon Avenue.
I have a feel of Philadelphia. And, thank you.
But the Oregon Broad Street intersection is an awesome intersection. That's where people get off right before and walk to the stadium if they're going to the Phillies game, down at Patterson Avenue. Oregon Avenue used to be the end. They extended it a little bit further.
Yeah, and at 2 in the morning, they can get off there on many other ways. What was your thinking toward me that you were so kind and generous? This was an extraordinarily kind act that, by the way, none of my relatives would have demonstrated.
Well, friend in need is a friend indeed, and if the roles were reversed, I hope somebody would have done the same for me.
And then it got worse, by the way. When I got home last night, I didn't have my key. At 1 a.m, I didn't have my key. I had to pound on the door to get somebody awake.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
It's starting to help my. Thank you for listening to the bar.